Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need, and your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer has a certain hue, the kind of vibrancy you can feel and almost hear. And Sam Adams Summer Ale, with 3 new colors with 1 great taste, captures the colors of summer perfectly. There's the yellow of the rising day, the orange of a heat-ripened afternoon, and the blue of long, cool nights. These are the colors of summer in one perfect summer ale. Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Above and beyond, this is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Diving stop by Bryant. He gets up and throws to first to get him. Sensational play by third baseman Chris Bryant.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Approaching 5:03 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
So when you're saying something funny, like what are you doing? Like John Lackey's kind of a scary dude.
No, I never say anything funny to
Lackey. You never say anything funny to Lackey?
I'll be honest, no.
Yeah, right. You only talk strategy with Lackey.
Yeah.
Right.
Anytime that I go to Lackey's, I say, what do you want to do?
Good stuff. Keep that in mind when the Cubs play tonight. Catcher Wilson Contreras yucking it up with Spiegel and Parkins today, while tonight he'll be behind the plate with John Lackey on the mound. Cubs hosting Miami. They've won 5 straight games. Ian Happ in the leadoff spot tonight. The Cubs lead the National League Central by 1 percentage point over Milwaukee. In Tampa, the White Sox go for a 2nd straight win against the Rays. Mike Pelfrey will be on the mound for the Sox. Elsewhere, the Dodgers beat the Nationals 2-1. Clayton Kershaw outduels Steven Strasburg. Kershaw improves to 8-2. Colorado leads Cleveland 5-1 in the seventh inning. And in the top of the seventh, it's Toronto and Oakland tied at 4. NBA Game 3 of the Finals, Golden State at Cleveland. Warriors lead the series 2-0 after taking both games in commanding fashion just like a year ago. But last season, remember, the Cavs won Game 3 by 30 points and eventually rallied to win the series. College football, Bob Stoops steps down as Oklahoma's head coach, effective immediately. He's the all-time winningest coach in Sooners history, 190 victories in 18 years. Offensive coordinator Lincoln Riley takes over as the new head coach. Hockey, the Blackhawks agree to terms with defenseman Jan Ruta, a 26-year-old who was a standout playing in the Czech Republic. Horse racing favorite Irish Warcry gets the number 7 post in this weekend's Belmont Stakes. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. This summer, visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the B&G Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And also on a live video stream at watch670thescore.com and also on Facebook and Facebook. Brought to you by American Needle.
Be
sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com. What have we been talking about today, sir?
There's been a whole bunch of stuff. This idea that in these NBA between game vacuums, you get all the old heads come out and start talking about, we gonna swept them, or another old head says, no, our team probably wouldn't have. Probably are better than we are because we can certainly see a different game. So there was some of that.
DJ Armstrong with some measured comments that we talked about.
I want to get back to the Cubs, if you don't mind. I know that they're the Michigan State thing. It's not good. I don't know really where we go with it other than sort of rehashing the history of what has gone on under Mark D'Antonio. It's just my hope.
The AD crying today at the press conference.
Well, you know
what?
Instead of crying, he can actually look back on some patterns and see what he wants his school to be and what he wants his program to be.
Wins.
Yeah. Well, if you want the wins, stop crying. Save the tears. If you're crying, then maybe think about what your priorities are and the kinds of guys that there was a guy they literally drove from jail to practice.
That's happened before.
Remember?
That's happened before.
You get in the car, he leaves jail, gets in the car, goes directly to practice, if you don't mind that particular symbolism. But the just published Joe Sheehan newsletter, to which you should subscribe, is taking on what's going on with the Cubs. And it's a pretty common sense understanding of why the Cubs are 3 above .500 after 57 games, rather than the rarefied air of where they were last year. And he says that the 2017 Cubs are a mirror image of the 2017 Yankees, projected as a great team, but hanging around .500 for the first third of the season. It's about a lot of streaking, a 7-2 homestand, 0-6 trip to Cali, and 5-0 in the homestand, 14 of their next 18 against sub-500 teams. And he said, I wouldn't be surprised if they stayed in first for the rest of the season. He said, never get tired of this stuff. Last year's Cubs, everybody's darlings, were 28-29 from May 11th through July 10th. Even great teams have stretches, long stretches, they play 500 ball. It's not that unusual for 100-win teams to kind of hang around for 2 months. The idea seems to have taken hold that a 600 team wins 6 of every 10 games like a metronome, and it's driving the coverage of baseball into a ditch. The internal variance of baseball teams within a season is wider than you think, and he gives some of the numbers here. And he really nails two reasons why this is going on. Two. So I was treated the 2017 Cubs as a run back of the champs, and the combination of success and young talent enticing for projecting the future, and it's just not the same. Fifth starter. Cubs let Jason Hamill go. They replaced him with a combination of Brett Anderson and Eddie Butler. Hamill was worth 1.1 war per baseball reference, B war. He said, I don't have B war through this day a year ago. The rest of his season makes the case that he put up pretty much all that value in his first 11 starts. Yet Anderson and Butler have combined to cost the Cubs half a win. This change alone has been worth 1-2 wins year over year. Not to question the decision, is to point out the degree to which it hasn't worked out.
outcomes over process. The other change is even bigger, and you know what it is, right?
Defense.
Dexter Fowler leaves.
Leadoff man, okay.
With the intention of giving his playing time to Kyle Schwarber. Fowler was a four-win player. Like Hamill, stuffed a lot of that performance into the first 2 months. So they replaced a good player having a great 2 months, conservative, placing his 57-game wins above replacement at 2. Replaced him with one of the worst players in the league. That's it. Schwarber's been a sub-replacement level player with awful defense, so he's been negative 0.8 B-war. This move has cost the Cubs 3 wins year over year and a bit more than a third of a season. Two of the only changes the Cubs made, both of which are completely defensible, have cost the team 4 to 5 wins year over year. 2016 Cubs were 40-17 at this same point, but half the difference between last year's juggernaut and this year's problem children is in 2 roster spots. A third of it is in Kyle Schwarber's disastrous year, and the rest of the gap is in underperformance. That's where you should be concerned. The run prevention had to get worse, because did you know last year's BABIP as a team was 257?
Oh, wow.
As a team. Team batting average of balls in play allowed was 257. This year's 291 is in the middle of the pack. The defense was going to be worse because of regression, and it was going to be worse because of Schwarber. But they're still 5th in the NL in runs allowed. They're 4th in ERA. They're on pace to allow 721, which is about a half run per game worse than projected. We've seen what's happened in the 5th starter spot, but the other 4 aren't covering themselves in glory either. He said, if Hendricks is just the guy he looked like 2 years ago, he's not the problem. John Lackey's strikeout and walk rate's about the same as they were last year. His BABIP has jumped in proportion to the team's. XFIP, identical year to year. Exit velo on fly balls and line drives are level or slightly down. You can say much the same about Jake Arrieta. Better strikeout and walk rates, comparable StatCast numbers. So Lester's walking more guys, but that's about it. And then he says, that's a terrible paragraph. What I'm driving at is this. The Cubs' front four isn't actually pitching all that much worse than it did for most of 2016. The answer is in that it's not just the team BABIP jumping 34 points. I underestimated the knock-on effects of that rise, not just adding a bunch of singles, doubles, and triples, adding pitches, pitches from the stretch, increased exposure to swings within cluster luck, and the Cubs being such an extreme outlier at allowing hits is their pitchers hits an incredibly easy job relative to most staffs. So the offense is a greater concern. So the Cubs will still win the NL Central. They've been in neutral for a third of the season, and they're in first place. I'm not sure an NL Central All-Star team would be favored over the Cubs from this point forward. You look at the Astros, Dodgers, Nationals. So I think the Cubs will be the best team in baseball from today through the end of the year and put the division away early.
And that's what I was going to bring up, and I'm glad he brought it up at the end there, because when you say that from May 11th to whatever, they were 29-28.
Yeah,
when you do that,
that,
when you, no, well, no, we don't. We talked about it, especially that Mets series where everything was going wrong and it kind of was like the same. What the Giants series was to the arrival a couple of years ago, the Mets series last year was like, uh-oh, look at this. But the beginning of the year, when you play like that at the beginning of the year, there's more pressure put on you to exceed or meet the expectations that people had at the beginning of the season.
Not to mention coming off a championship.
That's what I'm saying. Right. And when we talk to Chris Bryant and Jed Hoyer tomorrow, right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, I really want to get into with both of those guys, because one is in a general managerial state, and the other one is actually a player, how the offseason is affected by winning a World Series in terms of the preparation, getting ready for the next season. What you don't do that you probably did because of the award circuit, because of the pulling from every end, whether it be endorsements or, you know, the rest that you feel you may need. You know, guys don't get into the regular swing of things, no pun intended, when they come off of a long playoff run, and how that affects the beginning of the next season. It's kind of like the 05-08 question for Theo Epstein, but I really want to know how Chris Bryant's preparation was affected. And of course, it doesn't affect his play, but I think it can give us, a kind of an insight into, okay, what were these young guys doing, or what was happening with some of these older pitchers when you go months into a season longer than you had previously the years before?
Here's something you have to know, that 16 teams in this century have won at least 100 games in a season. 3 of them did so while having a 57-game stretch in which they played under 500. And 2 more had a stretch no better than the Cubs' current 30-27, including last year's Cubs. we just get too wrapped up in the order of events. A baseball season is 162 games long. You have to let the season breathe.
But we have to give our opinions on a week-to-week,
day-to-day basis. That's part of the coverage. He says that the Cubs have gone 30-27 is an indication they may not win 100 games, but it's not fatal to that goal. He said the 2000...
And 100 games may not be the goal.
Right, that's the other point. You might win this division right. at 88 wins.
Right.
The 2002 Athletics, 103-59, had a stretch of 27-30, famously, right?
Right.
They made a movie about it.
Right.
Last year's Cubs, 103-58, went 28-29 in that stretch you talked about. Mm-hmm. The 2001 Athletics, 102-60, they were 28-29. The 2003 Giants won 100 games. They had a stretch of 29-28, and the 03 Yankees, who won 101-61, had a stretch of 30-27.
All right, so are the Cubs going to be the first team in 5 years that has won the World Series, then returned to the playoffs the next year? Because the last four World Series winners haven't.
They should be. Yes, I would bet that.
Because we talked about that when they were going through their struggles. See, the things that we got a text earlier today that I should have saved was, Goff, weren't you the same guy that was talking about how bad the team was? Yes, I was talking about how bad they were when they were playing bad. And I also said that they can reel off 10 games in a row. And I said it after the Cardinals series, when we came back here on Monday, like, we could be in the middle of a 10-game winning streak here because they are talented. I was just in the camp. I am in the church of I don't know when it comes to baseball. When I've heard too many baseball people talk about...
I'd like to hear the sermons in the church of I don't know.
It's just Terry with gospel.
Yeah, exactly. Bob from Niles.
Right. Like, guys,
today,
people
Bob
don't
from
know.
Niles.
Baseball things happen. Crazy things happen. This team This team hasn't been
the
hurt.
The word of our Lord.
This team hasn't been hurt yet, too. I mean, that's the injuries that come about, or the wear and tear. I mean, we were talking about this staff's velocity for the first 3 weeks of the season, and rightfully so. The entire staff's velocity was down.
Gun
the returning starters. Yeah, so...
I got hella guns.
That's not the jugs guy just comes up to your stadium.
Yeah, that's how he sells them. He's got four in each hand.
Yeah, so yeah. One, I am not hired to wave pom-poms. Two, when the team was playing poorly, I said the team was playing poorly. And I was not surprised by them being 500 because baseball does silly things. You have stats that show you over the last 4 years that the first 50, 60 games of that World Series winner is not what you'd like it to be if you're that fan base. But the Cubs thing is different because it's 100 plus years and people were still it got to a weird place for me in these last couple of weeks, Dan. We brought it up here on this show where it went from, all right, everything's all right, everything's all right, everything's all right, to you could see the sweat, the little bead of sweat on every Cubs fan's head. And then it went to shrink the schedule and the division isn't good and all these other things. I'm like, you're making excuses for no reason. Baseball's going to baseball. This team, talent-wise, they'll figure it out.
That's why I mentioned
the first 50 games were terrible.
Last night was the first night that felt like, oh, it's supposed to be like this.
Right. Bombs and defense. Turn double plays, hit taters, and go home. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Spend like $75 on food.
Man. God bless
you. It's crazy. Well, when they give you the tickets, you can't complain.
I can dig it. No, I'm not complaining about the tickets, but
it's so expensive.
After I whip out that first dub for those beers, for two beers, and then I give 24 because it's like 19 for two beers.
They're big beers.
Yeah, they're talls. Yeah, you're drinking good for a little bit, but. Yeah, I got a baby.
I started laughing at some point. A hot dog, okay? A regular.
$7.50.
Not some magic special. Mm-mm. I'm talking about just
not a magic dog.
A dog. Right. Just a dog, no. Like.
Spit out from the dog machine.
Dog machine. And it was good.
Hot
and good.
You make yourself believe that, too, if you spend $7.50 on it.
It's the best dog ever had.
You're damn right.
That's a damn good
like,
hot
people
dog.
Complain about going to the movies and how much the movies cost. You know, the movies are a different experience for me, but going to a game.
Go see Captain Underpants.
With who?
I don't know.
Right.
Take your kid.
Take my soon-to-be six-month-old child to a movie. That's what you want me to do.
Oh.
Funny. How do you think that's going to go for everybody in the movie?
You'll walk in and out a bunch of times, so you'll see about half the movie.
Right. How about I don't take my kid to that movie?
And take somebody else's kid.
And watch.
You've got a bunch of
Paw
nephews.
Patrol or...
No,
I got the little cousins, Sean and Ryan, but
yeah.
they're 13 and 10.
That's
dude.
Too old. 10 mil? Yeah, it's too old.
He's done with that. He's off that. He's on the other
He'll love it, though.
No, he's not.
Both the 13 and 10 year old will love it.
No, Sean will not love Captain Underpants.
Sean would love Captain
Ryan
Underpants.
Ryan is going to go with Sean's thoughts and not go.
No,
with
because my kid insists, I don't want to go. It's stupid. I don't know if they watch it anymore. It doesn't matter.
Or read the books.
I'm done with that. I read real books now. And he loved it.
I'm not going to force him to go see it.
Admit it. So you didn't stop laughing the entire time.
They like Marvel and DC stuff now, man. They like the superhero stuff. Because that's only movies that are being created right now. So maybe I'll take him to go see Wonder Woman or something like that.
Wonder Woman's supposed to be good, too. It's no Captain Underpants.
You haven't seen it.
I just know it's not.
What?
I don't need to. I'm Terry.
I just got a feeling, buddy. I got a thing that you can't argue with.
He left me a certain number of Terry logic trump cards.
What?
Where, yes, I'm allowed to occasionally invoke Terry logic.
I don't have to argue that.
No, I know.
I got a feeling, buddy.
No, I just know.
I saw that thing?
I know things like that. People told me. Yeah. I know enough. Yeah. I saw the trailer.
Yeah, turd on a stick, buddy. I don't have to watch that.
I can just tell. I'm not interested sign on that, so I got. I don't know. No need for that.
I'm not going to take anybody's. Yeah, and yeah, this guy, this tough guy here, 217. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Take Eron.
Eron reference.
This is my guy back here. Been chilling for the whole segment. I knew that would perk you up a little bit, son of a bitch. You guys are idiots, man. I got a tight circle. I don't have too many people I roll around with. You know, that's my guy. If he's got an off day, I got an off day. Friday, you might catch us at a Cubs game. As simple as that.
I love you, 217. Yeah. Thank you.
You're a jerk, 217. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's on. It's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Do I have time to just get to the list of hockey names?
Yes. You can do that for like 3 minutes.
This is not the time to do hockey.
No, I meant to do really this. Is. This is like a month old, and I've had this in my mental file here.
Yeah, you emailed me
this. It's a Deadspin article. It just says, the future of hockey remains a bunch of kids with irritating names. It's a quickie, but it's hysterical.
It's pretty much a large book of majestic white names.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And if you are an irritating white person, you might get mad in the next segment.
Well, our demo will be angry.
Yes, you have the score.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on the Score.
Here's a drive to right. Stanton going back, can't get it up against the wall. Hayward's going to race to second with an RBI double. Rizzo scores.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent, an expert to guide you. Call the agent I would use to sell my home. You know the name, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Wendy and James saw that experience matters when they hired Amy Kite and her team. They were moved to a different state and needed to sell quickly. Amy and her team reviewed tips with them on selling their home quickly for the most money. They had multiple offers on their home in just 3 weeks. Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert to guide you. Amy is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks. That's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry. It doesn't happen because they get the job done. I work, baby. No one ever does this because she sells homes for top dollar as well. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. If you need to scramble and get a pen or a pencil right now, her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Give her a call or jump online and start packing today.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. The technological evolutions of the last two decades have changed so many of the ways in which we do almost everything in our daily lives, whether it's communicating, shopping, traveling, or even looking for a date. And when it comes to sports, it's changed how we consume and interact with the games and players we admire. But who would have thought that a social media interaction would lead to a couple of fans saving the day for Packers cornerback Devon House? House let it be known to his followers that due to weather issues, issues, he was stuck in Minnesota because the airport was out of rental cars, but he needed to be in Green Bay for OTAs. In step Chad and Mike Johnson, who scooped him up Uber style, drove him the 4.5 hours to Green Bay, and now have a story to tell for ages to come. Love or hate tech, you gotta appreciate how small our smartphones make the world. I'm Tiki Barber.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bowling Brook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale is going on, and you can shop early for the 4th of July sale. Actually, that's pretty early. And you can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. Brands like Serta, brands like Hampton and Rhodes, and you can sleep with up to $300 completed good toward a pillow, mattress frame, or mattress protector. Select mattress set purchases allow you to get that $300 in bonus cash, and it's all about that base.
Oh, it's all about the base. I'm looking forward to getting my adjustable base here in the near future.
Yeah, when's it going to arrive? We got a couple days now?
I got a couple of days. I'm thinking at least the weekend. I'll have it. You can go up. You can go down. It's great for watching your favorite show or reading a nice book, or you're sitting there just talking to your lady or your guy. And right now, you can save up to $200 on select adjustable bases and get up to 2 free pillows.
So why wait any longer? Come and start sleeping happy in your perfect mattress and take advantage of interest-free financing for 6 years, 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. So check out the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. Check out the Beautyrest Black Hybrid Multi-Touch Memory Foam Mattress with individually pocketed coils. So think about that. Think about how the bed would move with each coil moving independent of every other one. You get that high-tech marriage of contouring comfort and superior support. It's technology to power off only at Mattress Firm, and they make it easy to love your mattress. Everyone's perfect night's sleep is unique. One size doesn't fit all. They promise if you don't love your new mattress, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days. Mm. It is the 4th of July sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats, the Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
I just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 for the Chicago Wolves update. Studio Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
You know, I think winning it cures all. Sure. So everyone does feel a lot better, a little more giddy. But then again, we felt that way leaving here, and we went 0-6. So this is baseball. You're going to have ups and downs, and you just got to stay with it and keep trucking no matter what.
Cubs slugger Anthony Rizzo makes a good point. The Cubs have had issues on the road, but they're fantastic at Wrigley. Looking for a ninth consecutive home win, they're hosting Miami tonight. John Lackey and Jose Urena, the pitchers tonight. The Cubs are 19-11 at Wrigley this season, 11-16 on the road. Cubs lead the NL Central by one, just one percentage point over Milwaukee. After stopping their five-game losing streak, the White Sox go for a second straight win tonight in Tampa. They've got Mike Pelfrey on the mound. Elsewhere, Dodgers beat the Nationals 2-1. Top nine, Toronto and Oakland are tied at 4. Colorado all over Cleveland 8-1 there in the eighth inning. NBA game 3 of the finals. The series now in Cleveland after Golden State dominated the first two games at home. The Warriors are 14-0 in this year's postseason, the all-time record for consecutive playoff wins in the NBA. College football, Bob Stoops stepping down as Oklahoma's head coach, effective immediately. Offensive coordinator Lincoln Riley takes over the program. Stoops won 190 games in 18 years with the Sooners, most in school history. Hockey, the Blackhawks agreed to terms with Jan Ruta, a 26-year-old defenseman who was a star in the Czech Republic. Tennis, second-seeded Novak Djokovic loses today in the French Open quarterfinals. One trip to AutoZone can protect your engine and your wallet. Right now, you can save on 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for only $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break, your radiator a rest, and your dipstick a day off. Every time you ride Metra, you avoid wear and tear on your car and on your nerves too. Find a ride you feel good about now at MetroRail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Very simple. It's on. We do it around this time every single day when we try to figure out what the heck are we going to be watching. It's a Wednesday, so I'll probably check out my back DVR'd issues of one Desus and Mero because I've been missing that show the last couple of nights. It's only a 30-minute show, so I'll check those fellas out on Viceland. The Therapist with Sari Satnam Ah. My guy, I forget who the subject is this week, but I like watching him on Viceland as well. And then I've got Game 3.
I was just going to say, I hope you're not leaving out Game 3. This is when if what you think is going to happen is going to happen, it better happen.
Yeah, this is the only game that I think the Cleveland Cavaliers will win in this series because the scene shifts to the Q and the land. And maybe J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert and Channing Frye and all those dudes play better because of that home energy. I'd be interested to see Tyronn Lue, some of his strategic moves and trying to slow down one Kevin Durant, because there's still a hot Klay Thompson game in here somewhere, and there's still a Draymond Green hits everything game in here somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be needed, but if they're going to win a game, it'll be tonight in Cleveland. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, see, I got a little problem.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be moving around tonight.
No, yeah, my problem is, again, my wife's still out of town, and normally she would be taking him to his night game, but he's got a, so I'm on Google Maps right now, and I'm looking. There's just no, usually like
no
I
easy
say,
way to get there.
Well, no, I can get him there. It's just that his game starts at 8,
and the basketball game starts at 8.
Correct. And I need you. And most of these places in the city, there's a sports bar.
How old is Jay?
He's 12.
Time for Jay to figure out what Uber can do for his life.
A lot of Jasons.
Yeah, because I just don't have a sports bar here.
If he doesn't want you to
within
be there,
walking distance.
If he doesn't want you to be there, like you said he doesn't, then
But I got to get him there, and I'm not going to go home and get him back.
Maybe you could throw him in an Uber both ways.
No, I'm taking him and his teammate.
Oh,
I'm not going to take someone else's kid. I put your kid in an Uber.
It's an XL, for God's sake.
Right. Even though they'd probably end up being fine with it. But no, I can't do that. And I just
got yourself a conundrum, my friend.
I have the old...
Are there any... bars surrounding the park?
I'm looking at it right now. I just typed in bars around the park, and there's a hookah place. I don't want to go to a hookah place.
You got to find a hookah.
That might be one.
Why don't you want to go to a hookah place?
No, thank you.
You go to the hookah place, I'll join you. We can do a little pop-up, flash mob
this,
sports
this
bar
might
thing.
Work. This might work.
They probably got TVs in
Kedzie
there.
Kedzie and Devon.
Don't tell people where you're going to be at. Somebody's going to be there to throw poop on you.
I throw poop on you.
You eat cat poop.
I have been waiting for this opportunity.
What is he doing? He's getting a little too comfortable, like he hasn't been Dan Bernstein for like 15 years now, letting people know his coordinates. Yeah. So no, don't let people know where you're going to be at.
There's so many hookah places around here.
Yeah, they popped up around
why?
This. Around
why
this
around
city.
There's like three of them within a.
Well, is there
two
a
blocks.
Is there a heavy Middle Eastern
yes.
community?
Yes, there is around here.
And there it is. Right.
It's exactly kind of right in the middle of it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does make sense.
No, it's fascinating in this area because it's like equal.
Middle Eastern?
It's equal parts Middle Eastern and some and some
brothers
and Orthodox and, Jews.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if the Jews get down with hookah as much.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it's like Brooklyn, though. They're right
face.
Next to each other. I don't
see, his
know.
Face is like when you ask, do Jews gamble? Or go to, or like going
well,
to
yeah.
Vegas?
Not with your money.
Like,
not with their money. They'll
see?
Do with your money.
See? Ah, I got a little glimpse right there into the national conspiracy that's going on behind closed doors.
Well, international. Let's
oh, yeah,
short.
I forgot. My bad. My
come
bad.
On, man.
Got the whole Bank of Israel
the international
thing. Yeah,
banking
yeah.
conspiracy. They're going to kick me out of the meetings if
I'm
we
sorry.
Reduce it to just national.
I'm sorry. All right,
please.
So while you're missing the game.
I got nothing.
Yeah, you're done.
This bar doesn't even have a website.
You're going to have to get up and watch. You're going to have to stay off of Twitter all night and get up and watch the game in the morning.
I can't.
You're going to have to watch the. It's going to be one of the greatest NBA games of all time, and Dan's going to miss all of it, and we're going to have a great time. Everybody out there, you should tweet Dan the score every other possession.
I can't not know. Because he'll be asking me about it. No, there's just no.
Screw him. You're the reason why.
Oh, wait
he's
a
the
second.
Reason why you're
wait
missing.
A second.
What's your data situation like on your mobile device?
I think I got one here.
Watch
well,
it
as
on
soon
your
as
phone.
That, as soon as my Xfinity deal comes in, I can give you my code.
No, I think I got a live one here.
All right, Shep, where are you going to watch tonight, buddy?
It is the first or the Dallas Keuchel and Jason Vargas matching up tonight. The Astros are good. The Royals suck. Right. but they are the number one and number two ERA pitchers in baseball right now.
Look at that.
And it's the
I didn't know Jason Vargas.
The latest
was
in the season, number one and number two have faced each other since September of 05. So that's
this is
a little
why.
Out of town baseball
this
for you.
This is why Shep is Shep. Because Shep has those nuggets for you. Shep drops those jewels on you, the baseball fan. And then he goes to Jules. Chris, what you got for us tonight?
I'll be bouncing back and forth between the finals and the White Sox. Mm-hmm. I found it to be an enjoyable broadcast with Hawk. I don't know if it's just because he's more energized because he knows the end's coming, but I feel like you're getting like that Hawk from like 10 years ago
really?
As far as the energy levels and stuff like that. So I've enjoyed it the past week or so when they've been on the road. So I'll be checking out, you know, Sox and Rays.
All right. Sounds good.
He's an honest man. He's,
yeah.
Well, and the finals, too. You know, I said he'd be bouncing back.
No. You're not going to take that man away from his socks.
If I walk over the river.
And through the woods.
And then
to
go
grandma's
down
house
here,
we go.
This might be doable. It's a little on the far end for, like, back and forth, but if I can follow in game changer.
Don't walk anywhere.
Crazy idea. You just watch your kid's whole game.
But then
then he's going to miss LeBron.
I'm going to miss
LeBron.
And
he loves LeBron more than his kid.
Right.
It's obvious.
I wish LeBron were my child. I could go to his games. See, then I'd have it solved.
Oh, that'd be great.
If LeBron was my kid, and I could just be at his games.
Do we know LeBron's dad status?
Dan Bernstein.
No. Yeah, I don't think Gloria was running into one Dan Bernstein back in the day.
Yeah, our paths did not exactly cross.
Right, exactly. He's like,
uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
He's like, Delonte, I got it from here.
Oh!
It's public knowledge. What if you knew you were LeBron's dad and you're watching greatness every single night and he wants nothing to do with you because you were a bad guy and left his mom when she was like 15, 16 years old. Like, you have had to have ended your life by now watching this greatness.
He also probably...
Isn't there a conspiracy about Wilt and LeBron, though?
Wilt? No.
You've never heard this?
No. But Gloria, his mom is... Like, LeBron's 32, so...
Shep's making it up as he's Googling
it. Right, exactly. Like, what's
going on?
It's going to be like me calling Benny Adams
you
gay.
You see the source
like
on
that.
It, so it's conspiracy at all levels, but...
No, Gloria's like 49, 50. Wilt's been dead for a long... That's like...
Wilt died in like 97, right?
That's like sneaking into the old folks' home and, you know, just...
Gotta do something
bouncing
there.
On old Wilt and then leaving. Like, Wilt didn't make it to Akron on his way to an old folks' home, did he?
final stop shall be Akron.
Right. 25,001. You, my dear, come on down. No.
The chosen one.
No. Oh, dude. No. I don't think Wilt's LeBron's dad.
Maybe I could adopt him.
No,
and that way I could
can't.
Just tell my son, look, I've got a new and better son, and I'm going to be going to his games now, not your bum-ass games.
No, you can't adopt a man who's got kids already, can you?
He won't know it. I'll just surprise him one day.
You'd be Grandpa Bernsey, and little Bronny would be bigger than you by the time he's 13, 14
take him to like,
years old.
You know, father-son events and stuff.
Right. You go to the dance with him.
Well, didn't I already try to do this with Rashid?
You tried to adopt Rashid? You've been trying to adopt young brown boys for a long time.
I do what I can. We all have to give back in our own
way. He's the Brad Bernstein Jr.
He's the Brad Pitt of NBA players, where he's stockpiling
goes
young,
into depression.
Yeah, young Negroes left and right. That's what he's doing. He can't wait to put a young brown person in a Canada Goose jacket and walk him up and down Michigan Avenue.
Put him on the kid's stringer.
Right? Like, why does Darius Miles have a yarmulke on? Like, oh, you know, it's Darius' bat mitzvah.
Bad haircut.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Eddie Robinson's all of a sudden.
I better. That
Eddie
should be
Robinson's
a rule.
Going back to Israel.
I should be forced to take Eddie Robinson for him making Aliyah back to the Holy Land. This segment has been brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Wilt would have been 47 if he is LeBron's daddy. Mm. So Wilt was still...
Oh, still... Working it,
still working.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how good Wilt was. I just, you know, 47. I mean, you're still
all right. Now I still haven't gotten to my hockey name.
Still doing
so
we can do it when we come back.
I don't think we can.
Why not?
All right.
We don't have to talk to anybody next, do we?
Okay.
Yeah, just come back with your white names when we come back.
All right, we'll
Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Billy, 27, construction worker, income 60 grand a year, score 664, wanted to purchase a home, so he called his father for advice. And Billy's father told him to call David because he was the smartest lender he knew and the only lender he trusted. David answered Billy's questions and helped him secure an FHA loan. If you are interested in purchasing a home, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. David and his team will answer your questions honestly, secure you a mortgage that best fits your needs at the lowest rate, with closing costs up to $1,000 less than others. The first and only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license C-4358, NMLS 19186.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Big. Just
Pontiac RV's summer RV sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Message and data rates may apply.
Listen up, men. This is important. Before you take a free testosterone booster for your libido, drive, and performance, know this. Not all testosterone boosters are the same. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I want to clear it up. The ones that actually work have premium ingredients like Testofen, with compelling clinical studies that demonstrate real results. Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor includes Testofen. And now, you can get a complimentary bottle by texting LEAD to 202020. In addition to Testofen, look for ingredients like horny goatweed, plus ingredients that help you burn fat and build lean muscle in the gym to take your manliness and confidence to a whole new level. Test X180 Ignite has all of this and more to increase libido and drive, boost confidence, and improve physical performance. No wonder it's a bestseller at GNC. Get your complimentary bottle today by texting LEAD to 202020. That's L-E-A-D to 202020.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is
670 The Score. We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
See rules for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago sports station.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Whether you're in the stadium or watching at home, games are better in groups. So next time you host a watch party, call and order for the B-Dubs party menu. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Okay.
White names going through my mind.
This was the WHL Bantam Draft. So it's 14 and 15-year-old hockey players. And these are the best of the best of the best, sir, at these ages. These are the Canadian Wests, the Mormon County and Prairie provinces, what they say. And these are the names. These are star hockey players who, yes, within a couple years, will be populating juniors and sort of the next crop.
You think there's some trendy names?
Are you ready for? And believe me, I know this as the baseball scorekeeper for many years now, laughing about the number of names here. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Aiden is alphabetical.
This is pick by pick, right?
Alphabetical order. Alphabetical. Have this is their whole draft alphabetical order. There's two Aidens, then an Aiden E-N, Bodie, Boston, Braden with an A-E-D-E-N, Brady, B-R-A-E-D-Y, Bray, B-R-A-Y-D-A-N, Braden, Brody, Cade, Calder, Campbell, Cannon, Connor, Colton, Cross, Dallin, Davin, Davis, Dalen, Gage, Garen, Hale, Jace, J-A-C-E,
my guy,
Jackson, Jalen, Jax, J-A-X-S-E-N, Jackson, Caden, Y-N, K-A-E-D-E-N, K-A-I-D-E-N. So that was Caden. Kalen Cone, Cruz, spelled K-R-Z.
Of course.
Kyler, Mac, Masson, Ozzy, Ridley, Riley, Ryder, Rylan, Riley, R-Y-L-E-Y, Scout, Sequoia.
Now we got truck names, apparently.
Or that could be a native Canadian, you know.
Yeah.
Talyn, T-A-L-Y-N, Tristan, Tyrell.
Oh, my guy. Fist in the air for you, Tyrell.
Tyson and
Tyrell, though.
And True.
Okay. My goodness. That's, those are the young, hip names, right? A lot of Aidens, a lot of Cadens.
Aiden, Caden, Braden.
A lot of Bradens.
Yep.
Yeah. I told Nicole when we had Jace, I was like, listen, he's gonna benefit from this because he will have the same application process that I had when I would fill out an application, leave it with someone, and I'd pull up and they'd go,
we were waiting for Ellsworth Gore.
Yeah, and I'd sit my ass down, my happy ass down, like, yep, it's me. How you doing?
Could you please bring in Ellsworth J. Gore?
Sir, can you go get Ellsworth for us?
Can you get your employer for us, please?
Like, nope, I'm right here. So yeah, Jace is all good. He's gonna sit down in front of somebody like, sir, we were looking for a Jace. You don't look like a Jace. There was a True in there?
True. How about KRZ?
Two chains is your parent? Cruz and Gage. I think Gage is kinda tough. I think Gage is
Gage isn't bad. It's
just Brody's and Bodie. Bodie, you're asking for your kid to be a bag.
How many hockey Bradens are Ned Braden related?
I did not think of that. See? News you can use.
I'm just curious. I wouldn't know.
All right, so what happens in the game tonight? Golden State wins?
Golden State wins by 20.
That's going to go against everything I was hoping for.
Me too.
All right, we got to thank the people that joined the show today.
Ryan Watt and Joe Cowley joined us today. Both terrific. Now, tomorrow we should mention that we have
Kobe Bryant
at 2.
Tiger Woods.
Chris Bryant at 2.
Oh,
no, Chris Bryant at 2. Jed Hoyer at 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we'll be all cubbed up for you. We'd like to thank our video boss, Brian Gertz.
Learn baseball language.
Well, we all have to do it at some point. Our guy, Nick Sepkowski.
Be the hard, high, slow, low.
Gilmer, yes!
No one's ever said that.
Goldman, yes! Goldman!
Our sultan of sound, Chris Tannehill.
Clay Thompson? Hey, yup. Splash Brothers? Yup. Cavaliers? Nope. We won? Yup. They suck? Yup. We here? Yup. They not? Nope.
Thank you, Draymond.
Yeah.
Well, really, he actually answered it wrong.
Really can't disagree with him, though.
It should be they not, yup. He's confirming that they're not.
This guy.
So he got a double negative in there.
I'm out.
That
I'm done.
Changed his point.
I'm finished.
Who cares?
Come on, Draymond.
Coolest moment of the season last year, and this is what he does with it. All right, for Brian, for Nick, for Chris, and for Dan, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio.
2 years ago, what Jake did, it was just an absolutely incredible run. Last year, what Kyle did was almost even more impressive. Those things are probably impossible to do again.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
guess
summer...
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep, it's a Chicago Championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
Well, what does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child, and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby. And by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen,
aww,
size does matter.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization?
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The